This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you see the video of the black bear sniffing a woman's hair? Yeah, so this black bear, it seems like somebody knew him because the guy was guiding these people. He was calling the bear by name like, Bill, Bill, don't do that, Bill. And Bill the bear, I don't know what his name was, but let's just call him Bill the bear. So Bill goes up and he kind of sniffs the woman's leg, and then he sniffs her a little bit more. Then he goes behind her, gets up on his two legs, and he's towering over this woman. But he kind of bends down and he sniffs her hair. And of course, everybody's calling this bear Biden Bear. Because the bear sort of goes in behind her like he's going to have his way with her. And then he doesn't put his paws on her shoulder the way Biden does women. But he does go down and kind of sniff her hair. And the woman takes her camera out and gets a selfie. And then the bear comes down again. And he goes, and he kind of like, looks like he's going to walk away, and he comes back and he kind of paws her leg again, and then, and the guy's going, Biden, Biden. he's like, Biden. And then finally, the woman that's taking this video from two angles, one from the front and one from the back, and her husband appears to be filming from the back. And of course, everybody's like, how can you maintain such composure when you've got a 400-pound bear, Biden bear, sniffing your hair and about to grab you and go, do you feel something? Right. So people are concerned and they're going, this woman had, a bear the size of Alaska. And I will admit, old bear would have probably left Kev alone because I would have had to drop one. he too stinky to eat. Because that bear, that was scary. It was a scary situation. Okay? Because I don't mess with Mother Nature. I don't. The strength of an animal, of these animals, is nothing we've ever seen. I'm not worried about any man. I see these dudes lifting Blarney stones and, 235 pounds, boom, putting them up on something. I mean, weighs twice as much as I do, and so, at least, in other words, they could lift me with ease. And I have zero fear of these big New Zealanders and Scandinavians and whatever else that win these big contests, because I know exactly where to hit them. But a bear, or a lion, or a cougar, or what, forget about it. I'm the biggest chicken, and I grew up in the woods. I'm not afraid of them, to go out in the woods and all that. But when confronted, I'm just shooting you. I'm like a cop and a perp. I'm not waiting on citizen review boards. If you're going to fine me $10,000, fine me. But the moose is going down. He was threatening me and I shot him. You want to do something with the meat, that's up to you. But I'm done. No, ain't no fisticuffs when it comes to that. But anyway, so this woman, finally at the end of the video, her husband's like, come on, get over, come over. And then she finally sort of hustles over behind her husband like he could give her some protection. He's videotaping while this is going on. It's worth seeing, I swear. Funny. But they call it Biden Bear. That's what cracked me up. Social media erupted and said, is this bear Joe Biden? This was not, look, that was my first thought. Was Biden. This is Biden in a bear suit. And I'm thinking, because that's what you think. You think, oh, man, there's my original idea. Nope. Everybody in social media, that bear kind of reminds me of Biden. Bear, Biden bear, Biden bear. And I thought to myself, see, this is why I love conservatives, because we get it. And we can laugh about it. We can laugh about it. Oh, man. Too funny. I swear you got to see it. It's worth seeing. What do we got to talk about this hour? So much going on. Trump is showing America he's had enough, I'll tell you that. I want you to imagine, folks, defending Antifa. Defending these Black Lives Matter terrorists and simultaneously trying to demonize the police and demonize the president for sending federal agents to protect the citizens of this country. That is the position of Democrats, and they think they're going to win the presidency with that frame of mind. People in the black community, in brown communities of color, are afraid to go out at night. Get this, in Portland, in nice areas of Portland and Seattle, it's not the worst neighborhoods are not even the black and brown neighborhoods anymore. The worst neighborhoods are anywhere there's government buildings. Government is allowing people to have complete anarchy because they're going to make the bigger point to us people that we are government, but we're not going to be oppressive in the way we do with things. And so these people want to break into buildings. And guess what government does? They called out the cops. And you know what they're finally doing? They're telling these people, go kick some butt. Chicago calls on their police department to come out and be thugs. And I'm talking about beat these people down while the politicians sit and look and go, see, look at what we just did. We created a problem. Now we get our cops to go out and play the thugs. They're the ones who people are not going to like, and we're going to sit back and act as if we it's not us being thugs, it's the police. You get the you do understand the hypocrisies and the ironies of this situation, right? That Democrats allow this to occur, then they take the people who are being demonized and they say, go victimize, go do things that are going to make you look bad, not them. That's what Lori Lightfoot and people like her do. It's pathetic. We have a clip. I don't know if we have time to play it. Yeah, let's play it. We have time. Here's Lori Lightfoot.
The president has been on a campaign now for some time against Democratic mayors across the country, whether it's me, whether it's Keisha Lance Bottoms in Atlanta, whether it's Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C., whether it's Jenny Durkin in Seattle. Do you see a common theme here? The president is trying to divert attention from his failed leadership on COVID-19.
Yeah, I do see a common theme there, Lori Lightfoot. I see a common theme of women mayors who are running their cities into ground, making it unsafe for tax-paying citizens to live freely. That's what I see. I see women mayors who essentially are running third-world nation-type environments, and they want to blame Donald Trump for it. That's what I see. The nerve of her. You think this is going to work? Of course it's not. It's insane. Operation Legend is what it's called.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill in the ad.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As you sit out there discussing the fake news polls, I want you to consider using your common sense. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How do you think the average American views what is happening in these leftist-run cities? Played a clip earlier in the broadcast of Mayor of Chicago saying Donald Trump is targeting these Democrat cities run by women, and it's all to cover up for COVID-19. Now, that's their theory, that America's going to believe that Donald Trump has handled the Chinese Wu flu virus so badly that he needs to attack the Democrat cities for the level of crime that they have and that they've allowed, and that's his cover up, that's his scheme. That's not logical in any way, shape, or form. And let me tell you, I know we don't deal in logic when we talk about brain-dead leftist morons, but they are even smart enough to know that is a lie. Black people in cities like Chicago, in cities like Portland, and wherever else black folks are, you know, put into these urban indoctrination centers and gathered together in their black communities, they are smart enough to know, one, cops are not killing them. Not in the masses that they, the numbers that they want, that the left wants you to believe. They're smart enough to know that the Chinese Wu flu is the least of their problems. And they're smart enough to know that the level of criminality has gone up in their neighborhoods and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. But I'm going to let you use your common sense. I'm not going to let you because you can do it anytime you choose. But I'm going to encourage you to use your common sense as you evaluate all this information that's coming at you. I can talk to you about polling. In the first hour, I talked about, you know, Biden's leading Donald Trump in Texas by a point. If you want to believe that and that's your common sense approach, go for it. But it's flatly not true. And if the Democrats want to feel good and that's what's making them donate to the Biden campaign, go for it. I'm not going to talk you out of it. But I know this, to thine self be true. Donald Trump is going to solve this problem. You think Americans condone what's happening in Portland? Have you seen the graffiti-littered walls? You look at the... Go on your Twitter feed to the average person. You're going to see all these people, anarchy, graffiti. I'm talking downtown cities that look like war zones. And you think that the average person is going, I'm down with that cause. Somebody in Iowa, in all these other little places, even in cities, folks, they are sick of it. In Portland, I guarantee you, the overwhelming majority of people are tired that they have lost their city. They moved there because it had some appeal. They grew up there. They visited there once. Years ago, it was wonderful. I don't know what drew them there, but I can tell you this. What's happening now is not an elixir. It's not drawing people in. It's scaring them away. You think the average American sees the tearing down of Frederick Douglass or Abraham Lincoln and goes, I'm down with that. Sure, I get it. It's a minority of people that are doing this and that think they're waking people up because we all got to get woke. Cities look like third world nations and the mayors are siding with the terrorists. They're siding with the hooligans. But see, that just goes to prove of a point that I've always made. Democrats love to protect their criminals. These are the new versions of the KKK, specifically Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Democrats love the violence. And let me tell you why. Because they love to create the problems that they then say they solve. See, Lori Lightfoot would love to say, look at all this hooliganism going on. And then, miraculously the next day, say, look at the crime rate drop. No, let me tell you what's happening here. The Democrats love this spike in the crime rate. Because when things settle back down to normal, because guess what Lori Lightfoot did? They were going to set up a chop zone in Chicago. She sent in the cops. Cops broke it up violently. And you know, oh, they push down old men. They're doing this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, if you're an 80-year-old guy and you're marching on behalf of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you deserve to be pushed down. You're an 80-year-old idiot. Keep your butt at home. So cops go in, break it up violently, because guess what? They're being attacked. Lori Lightfoot sits back, but guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to get cleaned up because the cops have a job to do and they know how to do it. And then Lori Lightfoot will come in and go, you know, with the help of the police department, and she'll give a little bit of credence to them, but she'll say, I cleaned up the city. And she'll get violence back down to nominal level, which is still too high, but she'll take a victory lap. We dropped our violent crime rate by 70% with the actions taken by me and my staff and my team. They create what they then try to solve. See, the minute this stuff would break out in a conservative city, we would deploy the police and say, take care of it. Chris Harris, who lived in Germany, he was telling me, he says, Kevin, the cops in Germany, they don't play. They come in, they will crack your head open without even thinking 2 seconds about it, and there is not going to be a citizen review. Everybody in Germany knows it. So, guess what? They leave them alone. They let them do their jobs. These people know We have the permission of government to take care of stuff. When we're deployed for a reason. And you better not be the one that we put on to you. You know what I'm saying? I sound like Joe Biden just now. But you get what I'm saying. They're like, don't let us target you because we're coming in hard. And now these Democrat-run cities are going, we got to go in hard. We've got a real problem on our hands. Trust me, folks, behind the scenes, they're panicked. They're like, how much more can we try to milk this as an issue when, you know, this isn't working? We look like we look incompetent. Well, they don't. You don't just look incompetent. You are incompetent. Then they want to pass the bill on to you, cleaning up the graffiti, overtime for police, and on and on. They want to flip the police on a dime. They want to tell them, you touch them, you could go to jail. Now go touch them, and touch them hard. Yeah, cops are still out there going, we don't know what to do. If I were the cops, I wouldn't even have my badge number, my name. I would go into my camouflage mask, and it would just be cops, no names, no faces, going out there and kicking the crap out of them. And they'd say, well, who did it? And the cops would be like, I don't know. You couldn't tell. They had on masks, and, you know, shoot, they were practicing social distancing as they were whooping heads. But that's the way I would do it. Because there's no way I want my name, my badge number, nothing. It would be a police force where it was just everybody had the same badge number and everybody had the same camo. I'd have black camo for night so we can go out there and kick some butt. There's one cop that ran in the middle of them and, man, just went to knocking people out. Good for him, I say. And guess what? That's what America's saying. Shut it down. It's been out there long enough. When we come back, we'll talk more about this lawlessness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Christopher Columbus statues have been removed from a couple of parks in Chicago overnight. The Chicago Tribune reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hoping to avoid another high-profile confrontation between police and protesters. A statement released earlier today from the mayor's office said the statues had been temporarily removed until further notice, adding the move is an effort to protect public safety and to preserve a safe space for an inclusive and democratic public dialogue about city symbols. symbols. Not all of the city's Italian-American groups are on board, but some groups gave their blessing. The Toronto Blue Jays may have found a temporary home for the COVID-shortened MLB season that just got underway. Reports say the club will play their home games in Buffalo at their AAA affiliate's ballpark. The Canadian government turned down the ball club's request to play at their home park, citing coronavirus concerns. This is USA Radio News. The pandemic has forced a number of restaurants to close their doors, leaving millions without a job. Now there's a report that a number of those restaurants will remain shuttered even after the pandemic. USA Radio's John Clemens has this story.
Every segment of the economy has been hurt by COVID-19, but restaurants have lost more jobs and lost the most revenue than any other in the country. Now, people like consultant Mark Siebert of iFranchise tells us many of those restaurants may remain closed.
I would say it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 20% of the restaurants that are out there are not going to reopen. Given that there's almost 700,000 restaurants in the U.S., that would mean 60 to 120,000 potentially new locations that landlords are going to have to fill. They will be getting very aggressive with their pricing in that process to try and get those places filled instead of having dark stores.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable. Yet Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order. Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat governor of Oregon, said that the president should, quote, stop playing politics, called law enforcement officers secret police, and likened it to, quote, a dictatorship. The governor also called on the president to get his officers off the streets. Democrat mayor of Portland, Todd Wheeler, said the president is trying to look strong for his base, while you had Democrats on the Hill, Nancy Pelosi, calling these officers stormtroopers, and Jim Clyburn calling them the Gestapo. This rhetoric is unhelpful and gives the violence we have seen a pass. But President Trump will not give the violence a pass. He will restore order where the Democrat governor and the Democrat mayor are unwilling to admit that they have lost control of their city.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump will restore order. That is what the Democrats don't want. They cannot stand. They created havoc, and I, by God, they will restore it. Not to the levels of acceptability, but to the levels of, we're okay with this. So it goes up, and then they'll talk about how far they brought it down. It'll only come down to still untenable levels, but Trump says, no, I'm going to take the bad guys off the street. I'm going to do something radical. I'm going to stop the leaders. And the next leader that comes up, I'm going to pull Governor Soleimani? I'm going to bomb them too. So he's got these snatch and grab guys running around going, oh, you want to cause some trouble? Boom, 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 boom. Beat down, throw them in a van. And then everybody said, they just threw our leader in a van. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? No, let's keep at it. Let's keep at it. Well, let them do that a couple more times. Watch what happens to Portland. Watch what happens to Seattle. Watch what happens to Chicago. Let Trump put his guys out there. And he goes and gets into these black neighborhoods and says, we got your back. You got special forces trained people that know how to deal with these drug dealers, know how to pick them off, know how to take them off the street corners and put them into areas where they go, oh, shoot, man, I'll tell you. Watch what happens. They don't want this stuff restored. Democrats love the chaos. See, here's the sad part about how the underworld works is that you really do need them. You need cops. That's why I love the show Chicago PD. They need to pay me. And I don't even know if it's still on, but I missed all the early episodes, so I'm watching it. And I'm telling you, the guy that runs the captain or whatever he is, the leader that runs this squad, he's always meeting with drug dealers and gangbangers and stuff. He's like, hey, look, I looked the other way the other day when this thing happened, but now you got to pay up. I need information about shipment of guns or whatever. So he's got this working relationship with him. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't think for a second that the mayor doesn't know who the shot caller is with the Gruken gang in Chicago. They know. You got to have them. But here's the problem. Here's the deal. You can have, there's always going to be illegal business going on. Let's face it. There's everybody's not going to be good people in the country. But you can shrink it. You cannot let it expand to where it takes over the body politic. And that's where we are. We have the biggest crooked people in the planet during the time of the Obama administration. I'm talking about the underworld was feasting, the black market they call it. It was feasting under Obama. It's a huge market. And Donald Trump is shrinking it. And nobody likes it. Violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland. But it's not just Portland, Kayleigh McEnany, spokesperson for the president, press secretary. Nope. She goes on to say the president is going, he's watching Democrat governors and mayors put politics above peace. They put politics above your health. They put politics above your ability to make money. That's what they did with this Chinese Wu flu. Look at what's going on right now. Joe Biden, the president is calling the Chinese, he's calling it a Chinese virus. That's racist. He's a racist. Maybe we'll get to that here in a minute. But Joe Biden, Captain Demento, thinks he's going to pull the race card. Donald Trump is ultimately going to protect more black people when he restores order in Chicago and elsewhere. And let me tell you, the Democrats that fight him, they're picking the wrong fight. Don't even get me started about what Durham's about to come out with. We can get into that too. Because that's going to get ugly for the Democrats. It is about to get super ugly. I talked about it the other day. She goes on to say, Governor Kate Brown of Oregon talks about Trump having secret police. There's no secret. He has federal officers on the street. And she says, you got to get those federal officers off my street. And Todd Wheeler, remember him? He had the meeting with Black Lives Matter, and they chased his little skinny butt out of there. Oh, you're not going to say defund the police? You need to go. And he skulked out like the little eunuch that he is. That's what they do to those people. Then Pelosi says, and other Democrats call the federal officers who are trying to restore order to this nation stormtroopers and Gestapo. You think those tactics are going to work? You think that we haven't become desensitized to the cause of Nazism and Trump is a dictator and all these other things? He's far from it. The Nazis and the stormtroopers and the dictators and the Gestapos are the very people that claim Donald Trump is. They're the ones who say, we don't care about your representation. If you believe for one second that the people that have put Schumer into office believe what he believes, you're wrong. You want to know how Schumer gets elected? He gets elected on name recognition and a whole series of people that want access to that power, and they leave him in place. Power brokers. And they rig the system for them to win. They got all the money, they got all the power, and they put it all to use every election cycle. Then every 6 years, you can bet all Chuck Schumer does, his staff, he's got staffers dedicated to making sure he's going to serve another 6 years. He will die in office unless something dramatic happens, like with Justin Amash, who's decided to leave politics. Trump is going to restore order where the Democrats have lost control. New York. Chicago, number of shootings have skyrocketed as local police pull back. Donald Trump says, I'll send in the Fed. They said murders, shootings, rapes, and vandalism rapidly rising. I mean, this is an atrocity. Think about the war on women. What is it? I don't even know the rape statistics these days, but I guarantee you they're significantly higher. The lawlessness has created a thing where men are just going, they're not going to do anything. They're not doing anything, so I'll just go out and rape some people. And I don't know what the number is, but I know who to blame. Do you remember the clip we played of Keith Ellison the other day talking about when a woman is sexually assaulted, well, she don't even want a cop. She wants a social worker. She wants somebody that can understand her mentality. Well, you better get a lot of social workers because there's a lot of women being violated. But Democrats, they care about women, don't they? They tell you, we care. Well, if you care so much, why don't you protect them? He says, President Trump's initiating this decision to send in federal troops, he says, because as Portland and other ultra-liberal mayors have said, they don't want federal agents in their cities. The acting DHS head has ordered federal agents to police protest in Portland, as local police have been ordered to hold back as protesters vandalize public property, including a federal courthouse. See, this is the deal. You have states' rights. But when those states' rights supersede the president's ability to do what? His number one goal, his number one mandate is protecting American citizens. It supersedes your state's rights. They attack a federal building, bad gets to come in. And that's what Trump's doing. They said, Chicago is one of the cities where the agents will be sent as part of the federal program they call Operation Legend. The operation will be done as part of Operation Legend in Chicago, which was recently launched in Kansas City, named after four-year-old legend Ruggiero, who was shot and killed while he slept. Trump joined the family members. See, Trump knows the optics of this. He's saying, I'm going to name it after a little kid. That Ruggiero is probably Puerto Rican or something. I'm going to name it after this little kid, and we're going to go in and make sure this doesn't happen to any more kids. Fight him, Democrats. Go ahead. I want to see you do it. During his speech, the president blamed local leaders for abdicating their duty by undermining police departments. Did I mention that Bleeding Blue is out? People, I'm not going to beg you to do anything. But if you want to see an amazing documentary, go to bleedingbluemovie.com. You will be floored. You'll be blown away at the quality of this. I get people every single day, they call me, Kevin, because it's out. And they're like, oh my gosh, dude, profound. Or they'll send us a note and say, this was so much better than I thought. bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out, folks. Trump is trying to restore order, and he will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Into federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime. We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice. We've been doing it, and you've been seeing what's happening all around the country. We've just started this process, and frankly, we have no choice but to get involved.
No choice. You've left me no choice, says Donald Trump, and he's exactly right. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They have left the President of the United States no choice. His job is to protect the citizens. What do they want him to do? We will hire more great police. What cities are doing is insanity. Many politicians who want to make their cities less safe have also offered protection to criminal illegal aliens. Trump is hitting it on all cylinders. And despite what the media is telling you, he's knocking it out of the park. Real polling. I'll get into that in a second. AG Barr, FBI Chief Chris Wray, Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, and families of victims, along with Trump, during the briefing, committing federal resources to tamp down on hot spots of local crime, even though, as Barr pointed out, maintaining peace in America's cities hasn't traditionally been a federal responsibility. Ooh, a gotcha to all the leftist mayors and the leftist governors who dare leave their citizens wanting for protection. Shame on them. Shame. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner doesn't want federal troops. Neither does the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Portland, the mayor of Seattle. No, we can handle it as all these violent crimes spiral. They don't care. Here's what Larry Krasner said. My dad volunteered and served in World War II to fight fascism, like most of my uncles, so we would not have an American president brutalizing and kidnapping Americans for, get this, exercising their constitutional rights and trying to make America a better place, which is what patriots do. This is what these knucklehead leftists call patriotism. These people destroying cities, raping, murdering, carjacking, all kinds of other crimes. Patriots. Anyone, he says, including law enforcement, federal law enforcement, who unlawfully assaults and kidnaps people will face criminal charges from my office. Bring it, Larry Krasner. I told you guys, I sued the city. I didn't sue him. I threatened to sue the city of Philadelphia because of equal protection. And now they got a lawsuit against me. Yeah, they didn't do it themselves. They sicked their minions on me. They got some people to sue me in a class action lawsuit for $150 million. You know, walking around money for me. They wanted to make it a point that they're going to intimidate me into dropping all the things that I do. And I'm going to tell you something. It could break me. I'm going to be completely honest. It could ruin me. I could end up filing bankruptcy over it. Do you think I'm worried? You think I'm not? What am I concerned? Like to the point where I'm like, oh man, I don't know, y'all. Look, I'd love for my folks out there to help me fight this. I haven't even done a GoFundMe. I've got tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees right now over this case, a project that I got a $25,000 grant to do. And I'm well beyond that in my legal fees. Because I said, I love this project. It's going to be an education project to wake up black America to what's going on in cities across this country. It's cost me more in legal fees than it cost me to run the project. Haven't complained once. Never asked. This is the first. I think this may be the very first time we've mentioned it on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to scare me. When people talk about, you know, do you put your money where your mouth is, Kevin? Are you? Yes, we do. The sellouts, right? The step and fetch it, coon butt Negro, who, you know, I get my bill from my attorney and I'm going, holy crap. Seriously? Over a frivolous lawsuit. You want to know what it is? It's four people who said they got a text message from me and it ruined their lives. And the text message was, are you interested in criminal justice reform or not? Find out more here. Yeah. Tens of thousands of dollars. See, that's how the leftists make their money. That's how they move the economy. Is they go, oh, Kevin asked me a question that came to my cell phone, and I didn't like it. Now, they get 50 cell phones a day on nonsense stuff that they've signed up for or whatever. They haven't sued a single one of them, but they decide to sue me. That's where we are. And Krasner doesn't want to let Donald Trump protect. Whoa, here's what was really funny about the Philly case. The idea that black people in Philly are dying in droves from gunshots, from muggings, all kinds of stuff. But the city of Philadelphia gets some people involved in this case to go after me because they're doing what? They're protecting black people. Because that message on my on their phone, it could be deadly. It might even have a Confederate flag in it. It might have Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben. You get what I'm saying? It's insane. So Donald Trump says, I'll put federal troops in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Baltimore, Milwaukee after Homeland Security officers have been deployed in Portland, Oregon. You know when Portland started getting its act together? When Homeland Security sent those officers there and they started cracking down. And let me tell you what they did. They said, don't worry about local police. You crack down, I'll get you out. Because if Donald Trump needs to, he'll bring the military in. And if he wants to shut down that mayor, he'll shut him down. And you know why people aren't going to care? Because America wants order restored. Oh, Kevin Otter, you know, you don't really know. How could you possibly know? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I have some polling information. You want to hear it? And I will tell you this. It's about time that the Trump administration started releasing some polling information, real poll information. Because look, I don't really care if Biden's leading by 12 points. I go, that's nonsense. Biden's leading in Texas by one. Bull. Bull hookie. Or hockey. Is it bull hockey, right? It's bull. But you know what is really good to see? When you get some internal polling and Trump says, let me give you some things to think about. So here you go. You're not going to see these on TV. Georgia, Trump 49, Biden 46. Kentucky, Trump 60, Biden 34. Michigan, Trump 50, Biden 45. That's just a few. That's a few. Battleground states too, right? Isn't Biden supposed to be leading in all the battleground states? Wasn't Hillary Clinton leading in all the battleground states? They're talking about the number of ballots that are going to be mailed in and all this. 45 million ballots will be mailed in. Let me tell you, there won't be enough ballots on the planet to beat Donald Trump. Not enough. Dead people voting. Democrats can pull out all the stops. It ain't going to happen. No. Donald Trump leading in the polls. They're not. I gave you three states. Georgia, Trump 49 to 46. Kentucky 60 to 32. Michigan 50 to 45. And that gap will get bigger. You know why? Because Joe Biden's going to eventually have to come out of his rat hole and he's going to have to show who Joe Biden is. And it ain't going to be in sound bites. One of my friends said, Trump needs to quit talking about how Joe Biden's diminished. Let them see it for themselves. Let Joe Biden set his own bar. Don't set the bar low for him so if he looks good, you're going, oh my gosh, he's much better than I thought. Trump is saying this because he knows what's going to happen. Joe Biden, and I agree with my buddy on his radio show. I said, I agree. Trump should say, no, Biden's got it all together. They got it wrong. He's got it all together. Let him come out. He's as sane as any other Democrat. And then let him show up and show you what he's all about. But Trump is saying, I can talk about him because I know he's not all together. I know he's got issues. There's no reason for us to run. You want a few more states? Montana, 52 to 42. North Carolina, Trump, 49 to 46. Pennsylvania, Trump, 48 to 47. Texas, Trump, 49 to 45. I believe every one of those polls is still low. I believe it. If you said to me, the GOP is polling and they want to know what you're thinking in Arizona, I wouldn't answer the poll. I'd be one of those. Notice I gave you 49 to 45. There's still 6 points missing. That's only 94. There's still six missing. I'm one of those six. I'm not taking any polls, but I'll tell you what I will be doing. I will be taking my little black behind to the bowling booth where I will be voting once again for Donald Trump, and so will many of you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.